The following program was previously recorded.
It's time for another chapter of Live and Local from the studios at 33rd and Burt. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thank you for joining me today. Women's Center for Advancement. They have a very important mission. They assist survivors of domestic violence, sexual assault, human trafficking, and stalking, and their children to help them achieve safety and empower them to lead self-determined lives. Their chief executive officer is Jeanette Taylor. Jeanette, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me, Mike.
April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. What should everyone be aware of?
With Sexual Assault Awareness Month, our mission is just to bring awareness to the fact that there are more people who've experienced sexual assault than we may know in the community. It's a difficult thing to talk about, but the numbers are staggering. Nationwide, 1 in 5 women have either experienced rape or attempted rape during their lifetime, and 25% of men in the United States have experienced some form of like unwanted sexual violence or contact during their lifetime. So this is something that happens all the time.
Even with those numbers being that high, we're not getting all the reports. People aren't talking about it, right? I mean, they're not reaching out necessarily for the help that they need.
No, there's less than 25% of assaults that are actually reported to the police. And part of it is because there is this sense of shame when someone is assaulted. And I feel like sometimes there's victim blaming. And so our organization tries to bring awareness to this issue, and we try to support the survivors of sexual assault and sexual violence. And we work with the Omaha police. Even looking at like on a local scale, like the Omaha police recorded 144 sexual assaults last year in 2025. And there were 241 reported rapes in the city of Omaha last year, which was an increase from the year before. So if you look at it, overall crime is trending down, but sexual assault is rising.
Can you explain to us what the Women's Center for Advancement does for victims of sexual assault and also human trafficking as well?
Right. So our organization, the primary core of our work is domestic violence, sexual assault, human trafficking, and stalking. So if someone has experienced human trafficking, we have case managers that work with them and essentially walk the journey with them to help them sort of rebuild their lives and come free of the people that have trafficked them and abused them. For survivors of sexual assault, we have advocates who will respond to hospital calls. They will go to the ER, meet with the survivor, start case managing and helping them get a safety plan together. And we try to help people rebuild their lives. So our advocates are responding 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We have a 24-hour hotline. And pretty much anything that a survivor would need for support, we will go to court with you to support if you're having to testify, things of that nature. We just try to make sure that they have everything they need. We have support groups that we offer every week. But I think with sexual assault awareness, this month is important because we also provide training and education to community partners and companies and anyone who's interested in getting this information.
These services that your organization provides, they're pretty expansive and also pretty expensive. It takes money for these things. And there's an event happening in conjunction with students at UNO who are getting involved that is happening right here on April 18th at 11 o'clock. Can you talk about that event, please?
I'm super excited about this. So we had students from UNO's criminology school reach out to us, and these students are basically coordinating a 5K run or walk for people like me. I'm walking, but you can run if you like. but there's going to be a 5K on the 18th at UNO. We're going to meet at the Pep Bowl. Anyone participating in that event will be supporting the UNO advocacy services that they have on campus to support people who've been victimized. And some of the proceeds will go to the WCA as well.
How does it make you feel as the CEO of the Women's Center for Advancement to have these students of their own volition put together something just in time for Sexual Assault Awareness Month?
It makes me feel proud because I mean, we know like everyone has social media, everyone has instant access to information. So we see what's unfolding in the world around us in real time. But to have students say, we know that this is a problem, not only is it a problem on campus, it's a problem in this city. We'd like to help raise funds for survivors of this crime. I think it's, I don't know, it makes you just proud that there are young people who are so involved and they're advocating for others and they're supporting others. It just makes you proud.
That's fantastic. It's the Sexual Assault Awareness Month 5K Walk Run on Saturday, April 18th at 11 a.m. at the UNO Dodge campus. And some of those proceeds will benefit the Women's Center for Advancement. That website is wcaomaha.org. Jeanette Taylor is the Chief Executive Officer of the WCA. Jeanette, thanks so much for taking the time, and thank you for highlighting that April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month.
Thank you, Mike.